When farmers deliver soybeans to the local elevator, the journey is just beginning, with transportation critical in moving products to end users. Recently, South Dakota Soybean took part in the Transportation Go Conference, an event exploring opportunities and challenges of the value-added agricultural supply chain. South Dakota Soybean Associate Executive Director Kevin Scott took part in the discussions.
Numerous ways to transport products from where they're produced to where they're being consumed, and it takes many different vessels, wheels, rail, all those things to get them there, and that's what we discussed.
Scott believes adding value to South Dakota soybeans can benefit farmers and the local economy, cutting down on some of the transportation time and costs, tightening basis for producers.
Further processing here in the state is the ideal way to do it, and then feeding livestock here and then exporting the meat. That would be the ideal for soybean production.
Transporting value-added soybeans has its own special needs, with containerized shipping a growing option for preserving the quality and integrity of soy products. Scott reports only one container loading facility for soybeans exists in South Dakota, but he sees opportunities for future growth.
A lot of countries who might be able to take a smaller amount are then in the market again for soybeans where they wouldn't be able to handle a Panamax-sized vehicle or bigger.
The soybean checkoff is one tool farmers have which can aid in tackling transportation challenges, with historic investments in ocean port loading facilities, road and bridge integrity studies, rail alliances, and more. I'm Pam Gappert reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff.